General Notes on Building the M-Count Kit. The integrated circuits, open parenthesis, U1 and U3, close parenthesis, are CMOS devices. This means that they should be handled as little as possible to prevent static damage. The builder should use a grounding strap and anti-static mat if available, or at the very least work on a grounded metal surface, and be sure to touch ground prior to touching the ICs. One decision the builder should make before starting construction of the M-Count kit is how the project will be mounted in the case. If the M-Count will be used standalone, a candy tin will work fine. If the M-Count will be used as a digital dial in a QRP transceiver, it can probably fit into the case of the radio. The kit is surface mount mainly due to the fact that the Prescaler IC is only easily available in a surface mount package, open parenthesis, 8-pin SO, close parenthesis. The passive components are small, open parenthesis, 1206 size, 0.12 inch by 0.06 inch, close parenthesis, but not too small. The 5-volt regulator is a normal TO92 leaded part. The components should be inserted a few at a time, soldered in place, and then clip the leads. The pads and traces are small and delicate. A small-tipped, low-power, open parenthesis, 25 watts or less, close parenthesis, soldering iron should be used. The use of good-quality desoldering braid or solder wick is suggested for cleaning up any short circuits between the IC leads. The cheap stuff isn't worth the trouble. I use the no-clean solder wick from Chemtronics, available from DigiKey.